I left Detroit in 1963, went around the country for the civil rights movement, ended up in New York in 1964, in a fervent time, unbelievable time.
Raisin in the Sun went on Broadway in 1959.
Yes.
How long was it on Broadway?
Maybe 358 performances or something like that. So that's usually a year and a year and a half or something like that. Then it toured around the United States. Theater that changed the lives of so many people.
The first black playwright, the first black director, the first black principal cast.
On Broadway.
Yeah. On Broadway. Mm-hmm. And then touring the country.
Yes.
At the height of tension.
The civil rights movement is a movement that the play came out of. It came out of an unbelievable period of civil rights, not civil unrest, which was much later in the 60s. Civil unrest was the tension and riots and all that. Lorraine Hansberry came into her own as a young 19-year-old woman working for Paul Robeson and W.E.B. Du Bois and one of the main writers of their newspaper called Freedom. That was in the late 40s, early 50s, mid-50s. It was more fighting McCarthyism and becoming a member of the radical left. So it was not at the height of the civil rights movement, but it certainly sparked by the conversations in the civil rights movement. So it was, yes, you were right. It's definite tension, but not the explosions of the 60s. Yeah.
Putting on this play now in a different century, is there a different sensibility that goes into producing this in 2013 as opposed to the 50s and 60s?
I think once it becomes a classic, once a play becomes a classic and a part of the canon of American theater, not unlike Glass Menagerie of Tennessee Williams or Streetcar Named Desire of Tennessee Williams or any of the work of Arthur Miller or Eugene O'Neill or any of the seminal writers who made unbelievable kind of artistic contributions. One of the things about A Raisin in the Sun is its artistic contribution to the American theater, and it's changing current thinking at that time. And that thinking collided with the thinking of the period. Like any other major American work that covers the social, the political, and all of those things at the same time. And Lorraine Hansberry found a way of talking about the civil rights movement without having pickets, without having protests, but telling it through a family. Ordinary guy on an ordinary day, you know, what would this guy look like in a tragedy? And that's what I think makes the play live and breathe still.
When you first worked with this play, mm-hmm. when it was on tour, mm-hmm. after it had been on Broadway, mm-hmm. what was the audience like?
Well, we did it at a place called Northland Playhouse. These were summer stock theaters.
What other issues come to bear in this play, do you think? Is it just about a color line?
Dreams, longing, the dreams of the daughter to become a doctor at all cost, and the dreams of Walter Lee to become a businessman, though he doesn't have the knowledge and education to do that. These are, I don't want to say they are direct, they're all indirect, but the most interesting to me over the years since working on this play is the dream of the mother to have a garden and to plant some flowers, have things grow. To the extent that that dream became a reality, the writer definitely wanted us to know there are more important things than having a business, because the business can always be shattered. That was the kind of play that Lorraine was really reaching for. I think that's why it reached everybody. And I think Lorraine talked a great deal about the need to be educated in what you want to do, to have some sort of knowledge.
The title, A Raisin in the Sun,
mm-hmm.
what does it mean? Where does it come from?
It comes from a poem by Langston Hughes. What happens to a dream deferred? Or does it dry up like a raisin in the sun, or does it fester like a sore and then run? Or does it sugar over like a syrupy sweet, or does it explode? It's about dreams.
Why do you think she chose that poem?
because Langston was among those artists and poets and playwrights who would argue, talk about Black Americans, all these dreams about being integrated into an American system. And would that dream happen, or would that dream be deferred? And if it was deferred, what would happen? And it really predicted the riots of the 60s, and Watts in 64, Harlem 65, or Newark 67, Detroit 68.
What about now? No, about 2013?
You have a Black president, but has the conditions of middle America, Black Americans, African-American women changed substantially? No. But the democratic system, the capitalist system that we're in now, has this way of really rewarding some people and leaving so many in poverty. And Lorraine realized that early on. That's what her writing highlights.
Woody King Jr. is directing A Raisin in the Sun at the Clarence Brown Theater here on the University of Tennessee campus. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you for having me.